Blog Talk Radio.
Hi and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Oh my Lord and life, what a palaver. All these things are all okay, aren't they, until everything has to go wrong at once. And tonight, yes, you got it, I have to go and get a virus on my laptop. And, it doesn't want to load anything and it's going as slow as a damn snail or even a bloody slug without his house. I tell you what, I have just about had a gutsful of it and it's about to take a lovely fly outside the window, let's just put it politely for the moment. So I'm just trying to, on one laptop load one thing, and another one load another, and Oh, yes. Well, we'll just see how it all goes. I think that's the best thing to do tonight. So you'll just have to bear with me. I'm sorry. And if anybody knows how to disappear, you know, all these viruses, that would be a great help after the show. So how's everybody going? Hope everybody's all okay. Hope I haven't depressed you too much this week with all of my releasing, shall we just say. And we'll see how everything goes. Now, we're going to do a some auctions tonight. We're going to, hopefully, if everything all sorts itself out, we are going to get Sinister on the show. He'll be calling in shortly. That's if nothing else goes wrong. And hopefully, dear Dave, I know how to make people disappear. I'll tell you what, can I talk to you after the show as well? Because that could be quite good as well. So anyway, no more about that. So we'll go, and I'm just trying to load up the Ask Sue auction page. If everybody wants to go and have a look on there, as well as obviously being the chat, we're going to be putting some links up on the... sorry, I'm trying to do 40 things at once here and not enough hands. And what we'll do is we'll try and put some links of pictures that we've got up for auction. So if you've got your pennies to the ready, by all means, let me know. So, oh, thank you very much, Dave. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers for that. Oh, I'll tell you what, Debs, it's hilarious. You should see it. I've got two here. It won't even load my ASU. Oh, no, actually, it's just loading the ASU auction page. Don't speak too soon because it'll all disappear. Okay? Oh, no, I'm actually on it. Okay, so let's just sort that. So, now hopefully my co-pilot, Dave, in the chat room there, our Claire, is going to be helping me here. And she's going to be keeping an eye on the bidding as we're going through. So I'm quite looking forward to this. I think it'll be really funny. Oh, dear. I tell you what, if I got a pound for each time something went wrong tonight, we would already be okay, you know, I tell you. It's just unbelievable. Right. Let's see where we start. Now, maybe I should have got Dave to call into the show first, I think, so we could have told everybody exactly what we're doing, seeing we don't know what we're doing. So what we'll do is we'll go down the page and down the auction, ASU auction page, and we will literally choose an option, and that's just because Sinister's coming on, we won't get away with that, you know, Dave. But maybe I should have put a thing saying it was over 18 tonight, the way our night's going. So what are we going to start off with, Dave? What should we start on the bidding? Any suggestions? I know we've got a necklace and things on there. So by all means, Dave, if you want to start off and let me know what we're going to bid on first, so you know what you're doing, that would be great. If anybody, while we're just sorting this, minor technical difficulties, if you want to have a look at the Ask Sue auction group, go and have a look. And there's loads of different things. So if you've already got bids on a page, they will come on first before they come on here. So, for instance, if you bid £20, that's fine. If it's £20 on there, we'll think. So that will be that'll be good. Obviously, we're going to be doing on this is a top secret. I was told this earlier, that Sinister is going to be coming on, and he is going to be auctioning off some things. I know. You're wondering if it's just going to be him they're auctioning. Well, I'm afraid not. But he has said that when he comes over to the UK, hopefully soon, we will be he will be donating a date. As in, he will actually go with somebody on a date for a part of the auction. So I think that will be funny, to say the least. So, and hopefully raise loads of money. So, you must just let me just apologise for how this is all going. And it's not very professional tonight, but, you know, it's just all gone pear-shaped and nothing wants to work. I tell you, it's gone all very slow, to say the least. So what I'll do is I will just take it upon myself, because I've managed to get to this part of the page, so I can't move at the moment. We have got A Day with Joanne Hull. and her stunning Frisian horse, Tia, for a special emotional healing and confidence rebalancing one-to-one. Oh, no, it won't. First item. She's going to tell me off something chronic. Is that the one where in transport to... No. No, this is the... Sorry, wrong one. Dave's put it right. Dave will go with yours. First item, the day with Joanne Hull with her horses. Must have transport to Joe's area. It'll be from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. You will be one-to-one with Joanne and the two horses. You will enjoy meeting them, getting to know and understanding their personalities through the power of, and I've just got to that, but unfortunately I've just got the comment, it's the one you saying about spouse. Okay, so going back to that, so the highest bidder will be able to choose from various dates available whilst you meet both horses. And, you know, it looks a really good day. And that horse is absolutely beautiful. So I'll tell you what, I'll bump it to the top of the page and put item number one. And then all of you who are on there will be able to see it. Now, is everybody on the auction page, though? Is everybody on? It's only taking so many. Oh, sorry, it's going to be one of them nights tonight, to tell you what. Full of giggles and laughter. Do you know what I mean? I tell you. So, if anybody wants to have a look at this, let me just see if I can actually, it's going to let me, oh, it's let me move up the page. Don't speak too soon, but it's working. Oh, it is too. Right, so, if anybody has looked at that, if there's anybody who wants to join the auction page, I suggest you do so now, because otherwise you won't be able to see what you're bidding for. So, by all means, go and join up. So, I'll very quickly read this. For auction, it's 10 till 4, you'll be one-to-one with Joanne and the two horses. You'll enjoy meeting them, getting to know them and understanding their personalities through the power of touch and emotional connection. Then after lunch, you'll work one-to-one with Tia in the sand arena, building confidence and overcoming emotional issues through line work and interaction with Tia the Frisian. The Frisian? I thought Frisian was a cow. Anyway, this is a day to remember, especially if it's a cow, and one that Joanne rarely makes available. What an amazing auction prize. Highest bidder will be able to choose various dates available whilst you will meet both horses. Tia is the horse that will be working one-to-one. She is a super sensitive, gentle mare, an emotional healer, and looks of a fairy tale horse. Stunning jet black with a flowering mane. Anyway, it's a horse, okay? So let me just, I think I've just seen that somebody's tried to add to the group, so we'll just very quickly add them on. If anybody's trying to add to the auction group, I'm hoping that somebody else of an admin has just added you. Hope that's all okay. So, have we actually got... Oh, dear. I think Dave's in a rush now, so we really need to hurry up. They're in bright red, except I've got sand behind it and I can't read it. Okay. Right, so if anybody wants to go and have a look at the page, go and look now. We need to start the bidding. Now, we have got the bidding starting at... Let me see if it will open it for me. We'll start the bidding at £50. Apparently, we're starting at £50. Has anybody got any more bids than the £50? By all means, anybody wants to join in? You've all gone very quiet on the chat now, haven't you? Okay, does anybody want to start it at £40? Okay, well, let me see if I can add you then. Hold on, let me just see. Oh, yeah, there, Debs, I've added you now. You're away. It is very quiet, Jets. You're definitely right on that, which is a very big worry, to say the least. Let me just go up here a minute. Right. Yes, well, cool. So, Debs, do you want anybody want to bid here? Anybody want to bid? Or should we move on to the next thing? Anybody interested at all? You're right there, Kirsty. They probably are on the Shandy, aren't they? Right, let's go down then down the page. Let me have a look, see what else there is. Let me just have a look. I'm trying to see. Right, we've got... right, we've got a necklace. Let's put this on bump number item two. I've just bumped this up to the top of the page. This is... good question. It is a purple necklace. It's amethyst with sterling silver findings and lobster claw clasp and a purple agate pendant with matching earrings. Postage and packaging will be paid by Lena, who has kindly donated them. I've bid £5. Yasmin, I think my look of it, has done £10. So has anybody else got anything more to put onto that? Hold on, I'm trying to catch up now. Sue, move her on and go and tell my horses to do more payload. Right, okay, yes, we'll do that then. Right, go. So the amethyst with sterling silver findings and lobster claw clasp. Have you found that, Claire? If you could just put the link on for me, that would be great. If anybody has got £12 anywhere for those, that includes the postage on packaging as well. Anybody got £12? No? I think we're going to have to let Yasmin have it for £10. Hello to Drummer Magic, who's just come in. Hope you're okay. Yeah, it's no. Let me just see if anybody's got any more that they want to put. So £12, anybody at all? £12. So also while you're sorting out your pennies for this, they are absolutely beautiful. And yes, Jet, you're absolutely right. All these dogs know. All the money goes towards dogs to change BSL, and it's to www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. So it's www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. So, you know, we've got, to, if anybody wants us to change these BSL laws, we have got to literally get this money together to be able to do things, just things like flyers and posts. And all of them sort of things. So please, you know, we need to get this sorted. So, sorry, I'm just saying bye to children. And also, at the end of the day, every single penny is going to make a difference. So come on, let's see if we can sort this out, guys. I know there is only 14 of you in the chat, but, you know, we need to get this moving. Okay, now let's just pretend that you've not heard about the part where I said it goes to Worldwide Canine Crusade. It doesn't. I actually lied. This is actually going to pay for Claire, who actually put the money forward for the flight. We have got this to pay back. I'm sorry, Claire. I'd obviously gone into automatic pilot, so, you know, you must apologise for this. So if anybody wants to, please help us with this. So we are going to go, if anybody wants £12 for this beautiful purple necklace and earrings, £12. Good, great. I tell you what, if I'd have said and Sinister's going to be in with it, then watch the biddings go up, I tell you. Or if he'd warn them. I tell you what, I must have a look see actually if he's on the chat room. So, I think I must have to get him on and ask him, can he wear them first? Oh, then watch all of the bidding come on then, yes. Okay. I can just see him, actually, with them beautiful earrings and that necklace round his neck. Now, that would be funny. So we've now got 2 minutes left on the beautiful necklace and earrings. Sterling silver with amethyst bidding is currently with Yasmin at £10. So have we got £12 for anybody from anybody at all, anywhere? I do apologise for the interruption of the little children that keep wandering through. They'll be paying in a minute. Oh, and we've got 12 from Drummer Magic. Well done, Drummer Magic. That's excellent. £12 we've got. Thank you very much, Drummer. Drummer Magic. Can you just privately inbox Dave, if you just click on her name on the right-hand side, and if you can just let her know your email address, just so that we know that your bid income is taken. So you can just give her a quick message. Just click on Dave Hartley, and then just give her a quick message and just tell her your email address. That will be fantastic. Is there anybody else that can't get on the chat room? If you want to do a bid on the auction page, we can actually take bids from there as well, because obviously I'm actually on that page at the moment. So if you want to do any bids, by all means. So I'll just let you know that you can bid there. So if you're on Facebook and you find it easy, you can bid, by all means. We've got one more. We'll just have a few more seconds on this. No, Claire, we have actually. We've had one reading, but if you'd like to donate a picture reading, that would be brilliant, to say the least. Anybody else? We've got £12 with Drummer for the gorgeous necklace and earrings. Claire, can you just let me know that Drummer's actually messaged you with the email address, please? Oh, and thank you very much to Jets, who's organising, making up all of the bracelets and everything at the moment. It's absolutely fantastic. She's doing an absolute grand job. Light, we're going to go to the last 10 seconds of the necklace. So please, if anybody would like to outbid Drummer, he's actually at £12, and it's for the gorgeous necklace and earrings. So that's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, yes. Drummer, if you have not forwarded your email address to Dave, I'm afraid your bid will not be accepted, because at the end of the day, we need to know that people are for real. So please, if you have not messaged Dave at this point, it will be going to Yaz, because we need to know that people are for real. So if you could contact Dave straight away, please, all you need to do is click Dave on the right-hand side, who actually has disappeared. I don't know where that's suddenly gone. Okay, we may be having a few technical issues with Dave at the moment. Dave, you can just let me know when... Oh, you're back. That's fine. Have you had a message from him yet, Dave? Hi, Jen. Hope you're okay, love. I've seen you pop into the chat. Do you not want to do any bidding tonight? We're still on this necklace at the moment because we're having a few technical problems. Hello, Kirsty. Hope you're okay. Windings. First thing I read when I log in is Yaz talking about tenor. No change there, then, is there? Bless. Right, so if anybody wants to do any bids on the Ask Sue Show auction, by all means go straight to the page. If you're having trouble at the moment bidding any other way and you want us to like to be able to confirm the fact that what we're up with, by all means you can do that. So just go to the Ask Sue Auction group on Facebook, and you can go straight onto there and you can bid straight on, and you can also look what we've actually got up for auction. So if anybody wants to do that, and if you want to join up with a group, please do so. We're hoping to have some more items on there soon too. Right, Claire, we'll sort that out for you in a minute. Thanks very much for your private message there. I'll get to you. Sorry, Yasmin. Dave Drummer just PM'd me. Right, okay. Oh. No, not Dave's Drummer. No, no. Drummer Magic. Did I just say Dave Drummer? Oh, no. You'll see. I even read it out as well. Right, so Drummer Magic, I'm taking it as messaged. Has he messaged you yet, Dave? I tell you what, we're just going to have to move on and we'll sort that out. So it's either Yasmin or Drummer Magic who has won that, depending on who gets back to it. And we'll leave that in the capable hands of Dave. Hope you don't mind, Dave. Obviously, we're going to be stuck here all night otherwise. I'm beginning to wonder, shall we please move on? Yes. Next items, please, Flower. Right, okay, let me go onto the page and randomly pick something else. Is anybody actually interested in having a psychic reading? Now, I've got two here. I've actually got a psychic reading with Psychic Max, and he does tarot cards, but he does it via an email, so we can do that. Or we've got a reading with Claire, but she actually does a reading off a picture. But she says she doesn't do dead people, but don't tell her I said this, but now and again she picks up on them without even realising, okay? So that's all I need to say. Anyway, moving swiftly on. So if anybody would like to tell me which one they want, so we can either have a picture reading with Claire, or you can do a reading via email with Max. Photo, but I use tarot as well. Okay, sorry, Claire. So she uses tarot as well. So if anybody would like to... Want anybody like a reading with Claire, please let us know if it's with Claire or it's with Max that you would like. So we'll see how this goes on. So if anybody would like a reading, anybody, if you'd like to get in touch, please go on the chat. Or you can also send us a message on the Ask Sue Show. Sorry, I'm trying to juggle about 50 things here. Ask Sue Auction Group, if you go on to that, and we will see you there to be able to get your bids or any questions that you may have as well. By all means, join the Ask Sue Auction Group. Obviously, that's where you'll see all the pictures and everything else. Anybody would want a reading? Oh, right. Right, so is that just a delete then, Dave? If you just let me know, a bit of a kick out of that here. That would be great. Just having a few problems, which we're just sorting. Obviously, you always have to have one in the chat room, so we'll just sort that. If you just let me know, Dave, what you want me to do with that, that's fine. I can soon delete. That's not a problem. So, Claire, if you'd like to just mention about your reading, what exactly you'll do, so then it'll be better if you put it on there, because you know what you're doing, don't you? So we'll sort that out. All the money raised will be going for the chip-in, which will be sorting out, obviously, the flight that we still owe. And, Yaz, you have won the necklace and earrings for £10. Woohoo! So well done to Yaz. Thank you very much for putting your bid on that was earlier on the ASU auction. So guess what? We've actually made £10 on the show so far. Woohoo! That's a little start, maybe. Let me just make sure I haven't got anybody. Anybody? It's going to be a massive crash in a minute. The cat's just decided it's going to climb up everything. So we've sorted out that. So the I'll just very quickly put a soul one on there, so everybody knows where we're at on there. So that's Yasmin. Right, we'll go over now. Let's go a bit further down. Let me just have a look on here. So while Claire's just typing. Claire reads the photo first, and then goes through with the tarot. Usually confirms what I have already said. Readings are usually fairly long, to be honest, so require a cup of tea and a fag to hand once you get it back. Dave just PM me, contact my agent for personal details. Oh my goodness, all the fun of the fair. Right, so have we got any bids on Claire's readings? Claire, you can do this via email, can't you, I think? So have we got £10 for a reading with Claire, please? £10, anybody? I tell you what, I think I should have seen if I can get a little bit of music in the background. What do we think? Oh, it's all right. This is just a bit slow, so we'll catch up with this in a minute. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this in the background while we're... It's all gone a bit slow and haywire here, so hold on a moment. It's okay. We may have a technical hitch here because I'm playing music and it's not even coming through. So let me just see what's happening here. Tell you what, if it's not one thing, it's something else today. So definitely not good. I don't know, where has it gone? Yes, it's definitely gone all pear-shaped. It'll probably come on in a minute when I least expect it to, and it's going to frighten me to after death. Right, Natalie, right, £10 with Natalie for the reading. Yeah, we'll do that, Claire. We'll put that on later, can't we? Right, so £10. Oh, but you know what? I can't even hear it in the background, so you're doing quite well. Right. Do you know what? In that case, we'll just do a quick kick there. That's fine. Yep. So it's okay, Jets. I've deleted them out. You know, if you've asked them already, tough luck. Right. Any guests that are in here, please join in. It is free to join in. I can't actually hear the music here, so I don't know what's the thing. So could somebody please just tell me that they can hear me okay and it isn't just the music? Because I can't hear anything on the line at all. So can you hear me on here at the moment? Oh. Well, why is it suddenly gone now? Because I can't hear at all. So let me just... refresh the page. Me swear, I don't know what you mean. I hear you, Sue, but no music. No music, loud seven, clear your voice. Okay. I do apologise about this. I really cannot hear anything of the music that I've actually got on. So I think we'll just leave the music because it's starting to drive me quite insane. Right, so we've got £10, haven't we, for the reading. I'm hoping that Claire's caught that because I've lost who it was now. Was it Natalie that wanted the reading for £10? £10, anybody? Has anybody got £15 anywhere for the reading? £15 for the reading, anybody? Oh no. You sign in on mine. You sign into mine. Oh, where? I can't now. It's going to have to rip it. Right, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to have to very quickly put a song on because it's just logged me out straight of my thing. So I'm going to do a quick song and hopefully it should be sorted out by then because this is driving me absolutely loopy. So I'll put a quick song on and we'll be back straight away to do hopefully some more bids. This isn't going very well. Hopefully it will get sorted in a moment. Just bear with us. Thanks very much.
If this world is wearing thin and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go on alone, don't think I'll understand. Stay with me.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show, where obviously everything always goes wrong, and hopefully it may be back on now, so let's hope that everything will go right now. Hopefully it's all on the... Oh, no, I've just got to find the Ask Sue auction page now, and we may actually be away. Let's try, hopefully. Oh, yes, that's loads better. Right, so just to give a very quick update, we have sorted out the necklace, and that was won by Yasmin, so well done, Yasmin. If you've got any horsey friends that want to have a day with Joanne Holt, by all means, join up to the auction page. Right, now we've also got at the moment the reading with Claire. So if anybody's got any more than £10, Natalie will be getting a reading with Claire for £10. Yeah, oh, I'll tell you what, it drives me mental. Right. Oh, okay. The reading's won by Natalie for £10. Well done, Natalie. Thanks very much. Sorry, Dave. It's because it's very slow and I'm having a job to keep up here. So it's getting there slowly. So thank you very much. Let's go to the next item. Right, where are we? Let's go to the next one. Now, we've also got a home learning course. This is 12 modules, can be done from the comfort of your own home, and this is with Joanne Hull. It's animal communication, easy to follow step by step into the world of interspecies communication. No previous experience needed, just a true love of animals. This course could change your life with animals forever. It's worth £165, can be posted worldwide, certificate upon completion. And this is going to be number three, item number three, and this will be knocked up to the top of the page. So item number, number three. So that's now at the top of the Ask Sue auction. So if everybody would like to bid on there, we are starting, right, hold a minute. We've already got a bid on this by Janine Johnson, and the bidding is £40. So if anybody has got £50 for this, £50, anybody for it? Let me just very quickly, I'll find a link for this. Hold a minute. And I'll get there, and then Jill will already put one on. Where are we? There you go. How on earth does that? I'll send you. That's what it's just come up with that I've copied. Do you think I may have a problem with my laptop at the minute, by any chance of possibility? Let me just try that again, shall we? Copy. Chat. No, it's just not letting me do anything about copying. So sorry, I can't do the links at the moment because I've got a total problem with this all together. So, yes, hi, Steve. Welcome. Hope you're okay, love. Yes, it could be. Right, so if anybody else has got a bid of £50, if you would like to have a look onto... Can anyone tell us? Right, so if anybody wants to go onto the Ask Sue auction group, and please have a look there. The link of all of it is on there. I'll just very much read it. I'll read it again. It's a home learning course, 12 modules. It's with Joanne Hull. She's been on the TV and all sorts. It's 12 modules, can be done from the comfort of your own home. It's an animal communication, and it's easy to follow step by step into the world of interspecies communication. No previous experience is needed, just a true love of animals. Well, I think we all get that, don't we? This course could change your life with animals forever, worth apparently £165, and can be posted worldwide, a certificate upon completion. So if anybody'd like to bid on that, it's £50. We've got bidding up to £40, so we need a £50 bid. So if anybody would like to do that, you can also vote as well on the auction, Ask Sue auction group as well. So just let everybody know, that link that I put on there was actually me with all the funny things. It's because it's just driving me absolutely mental, so hopefully it'll be okay. Welcome to everybody in the chat room. I'm sorry about this. We're having very big problems about this at the moment. I've had a virus on my laptop, and it's slowed down, and there's loads of different things. So we're still bidding as well for Joanne Hull, the animal communicator. course, 12 modules, and we're wanting a £50 bid for this. So if anybody would like to do. Absolutely right. Come on, people. £50 is nothing. You can't even get a night with a hooker for £50. Absolutely, Steve. Drum and Magic, I'm not being funny. Apparently, you didn't. It wasn't for real the first time you did it, so I don't think it'll be real for the second one. And we're actually doing it in pounds, not dollars. So, right, okay. If anybody else would like to have a bid on there, I think what we'll do is, shall we leave this one running for the time being and see how we got on? Does everybody agree? Should we keep this one going on there for now? Does everybody agree that we leave this one running? No, it's not the horse one, Steve. It's the dog one, remember? It's the module one, not the horse one, love. So if anybody else wants to go and bid on that on the Ask Sue auction page, by all means, you can. Right, we've got a T-shirt. This is item number 4. Let me have a look at this. Let me just put item number 4 so you know where we're up to. Number 4. That's now at the top of the page at the Ask Sue auction. It says on it, keep calm and hug a staffy. We have got bids from Amanda at £5. So does anybody want to start at £10 for the item? It's Amanda's put a nightshirt question mark. And apparently, we don't know what's... I'm trying to look what it says about size, but I can't see that it says size. Extra large. So, or is it £5? So we'll start the bidding at £5. Anybody got a bid of £5 for that? £50, anybody? Sorry, I'm reading somebody else's thing. £5, anybody? Okay, we'll leave that going for the moment. Very quickly, I want to ask for all of you all joined up to www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. If anybody would like to also do the bidding, it's Ask Sue Auction Pay Group on Facebook. So please go and have a look. And at the moment, we're looking at item number 4, which is Keep Calm and Hug a Staffy T-shirt. If anybody wants to go straight on the auction page and wants to bid on this, if this will be easier, that's fine. Amanda, did you put £5 as in you were bidding, or were you putting £5 as in that's the starting bid? I'm just having a look at this. Debs, are you wanting to bid on this £5? It's a good price for £5, I think, for a little T-shirt. Also, to let you know that we are going to be doing a... thanks very much, Natalie. We also are going to be doing the wristbands as well. They are going to be £2.75 each, and you can have a look at those on the website, www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Oh, Debs has put home course with Joanne. My partner's watching this, so I'm big hinting. And if he doesn't buy it, me, he's in the shed. Oh, I love a bit of forcefulness. Right, Debs's partner, come on, get bidding on here, love. Don't hold back. What's his name, Debs? Is he in the chat room? Or is he just on the actual Facebook? Because Ask Sue doesn't mind doing a couple of subtle hints on the radio or just put a little comment in there, okay? Don't worry, I'll forward that on. That's not a problem, okay? So, worldwidecaninecrusade.com. That is where you need to go and get all of your the wristbands. It's got the logo and the also the website on there. The comments we get on this show is just amazing, isn't it? I absolutely love it, fellas. You never know what they're going to say next is the understatement. So, is anybody else want to do a bid on here. If anybody wants to go and put some bids on any of the items on the Ask Sue auction group, please go and do so. And then by the time we get to it, we'll be able to find out who wants to bid on what as well. So, right, we're going to be moving swiftly off the T-shirt in a moment. And yes, Debs, you're absolutely right. We'll definitely put him straight to the vet's love. Yes, that's not a problem. We must have a vet around here somewhere, I'm sure. So if anybody else would like to bid on the T-shirt, it says keep calm and hug a staffy on it. It is extra large and it's £5. If anybody would like to bid on that, please let us know. You can go straight to the Ask Sue auction group and we'll have a look at that. Right, let's move now on to the next one. I think we've had a look at that for long enough, so we'll keep that going on there for the time being. Right, what have we got here? We've got Speciality Thoth Beads Mardi Gras Survival Kit. Okay, let me put that as bid, item number 5. Oops. I'll see if this thing actually works at any point soon. The trouble is, it's not being very nice, this at all, because I can't even. No, I still cannot copy and paste the link. So if anybody wants to go onto the ASU auction page and just copy that for me, that would be fantastic. This was put on by Gian Mason Howerton, so thank you very much to you for putting that on for us. That's absolutely fantastic. If anybody would like to go on to the auction page and bid, it is Ask Sue Auction Group, and I'll keep updating this page as we're going through and bringing everything to the top of the page. So please, if anybody would like to join, it's item number 5. If you want to bid on any of the other items as we're going through, that's fine too. Right, let's have a look at that. Have we got anybody for that? Have we got any bids for those? Item number 5. It's on the Ask Sue auction group. I tell you what, if anybody's actually on the Ask Sue auction group at the moment, just do a quick hello on there. So I know all of you are actually live at the moment, because it's very quiet. You know, come on, there's got to be at least a... I tell you what, let's just start the bidding at £1, okay? Just one small, little, tiny, little pound. You know? Some lovely little beads there, different colours and all sorts. It's got to be worth £1 of anybody's money, surely to goodness. Oh, dear. Anybody? Oh, you are actually alive then, all of you. Oh, good. That's good to see. Oh, actually, I tell you what. Oh, Debs is giving 5. Well done, Debs. Oh, I'll tell you what. There's a reason I love that girl. I knew there was a reason. Well done, Debs. Thank you, love. I tell you what, I thought there was going to be a problem. Honest to goodness. Right, that's excellent. That's brilliant. So, Debs, 5. No, that's, Steve, is for the beads. Well, I take it for the beads. Is it for the beads, Debs? Oh, the T-shirt. We'll keep up with here, aren't we? So let me just very quickly go on to here, so then we are keeping a little bit of a record. Is that okay, Claire? Are we okay with that £5? I'll just put it on here so we know where we're up to. £5, Debs. Okay, Debs, I put that onto the Ask Sue auction page as well, so we're up to date with that. The T-shirt, yeah, £5, that's excellent. Oh, okay, we've got a bid for the T-shirt. Where did the bid come from? So have we got £6 anywhere for the T-shirt? £6, anybody? Hi, Pam, nice to see you. Now, I'm wondering, Amanda, please could you, I don't know if Amanda's on here, but I'm trying to work out if Amanda had actually put a bid on a £5 or if she'd actually put £5 was her starting bid because she's put it on there. Do you see what I mean? Have a look at the thing, Claire. See what you think. That's fine, Debs. Tell me his name, love, and then I will, by all means, just plaster the whole chat with it. That's fine. And also, I will also put it on the chat, but I'll give him a big shout-out on there. So please just keep doing it, okay? Right, £5 we've got on the T-shirt. So, Debs, would you like to put £6 on, love? £6 on the T-shirt? Oh, sorry, I'm not reading. Seven. £7. Well done, Debs. Thank you very much. £7 with Debs. Anybody got £8? £8 for the T-shirt? £8 for the T-shirt? It's a lovely T-shirt, too. Let me just go and have a look, make sure I haven't got a bid on here before I start. £8, anybody else? So we've got £7 with Debs at the moment. Anybody else got £8? Anybody at all? £8? Are you happy with £7 for that, Dave? Should we move on to the next thing? And Debs can have the T-shirt for £7? While Claire's just doing that, I'll just sort out and have a look at the next item we need to be fetching back up now. Oh, we've also got, obviously, the beads that we've got as item number 5. So if anybody wants to bid there, we've started the bidding off at £1. So if anybody would like to bid on those. Where are we going now? Let me go down a bit further. I'm just trying to see where I'm at here. I've sort of lost the plot totally. Oh, hold a minute. We've got somebody else wanting to join. So let me... Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the ASU Auction Group. Hope you're okay, love. Right, let's go down the page and see what else we've got. Let's see if I can find some other lovely things. Now, I've got on here a... I'll be honest, I can't even see what it is. Is it a coat or something? The pink one that was put on by Liz? I can't see what it is. Possibly a coat for a dog or something, I think. If anybody wants to just let me know what that is. Oh, have we got a plonk? Right, okay. And kick. Oh, blast and damn it. Hold a minute, let me just go off that a minute. Kick. Right, sorry for that sudden silence. I was just having to kick somebody out of the room. And at this moment in time, I cannot even type back Steve. So don't worry. Yes, I've kicked him out and that's fine. Not a problem. Sorry. I'm just having a look. I'm just trying to work out what's going on there. Anyway, I'll try and catch up. Hi, Maggie. Hope you're okay, love. And I've added you to the ASU auction. Right. Yes, it is a dog coat, a pink one. It is item number, I think I'm up to number 6. So item 6. That's now up to the top of the page. If you just press F5 on the Ask Sue auction group. And it is a dog coat. We're not sure of what size it is, and I don't think Liz is actually on here at the moment. So if anybody would like to start the bidding at £5, by all means, please give me a shout. £5, anybody, for the dog coat. And now it's just going to shut the blasted page. Oh, I'll tell you what, this is just mental. It's all good when it's good, isn't it, you know? Right, let me just try and get this back on again. So have we got £5 for the dog coat yet? I'll be back on here in a minute. Hold on. If anybody wants to bid straight on there, please go straight to the Ask Sue auction page, and we will be taking bids as well. All right, let me just work this out. Right, just to let you know that the drummer is being kicked out, so we're okay there, Jet's okay. We have got the doggy coat. Have we got any bids on the doggy coat yet? £5, anybody? £5 on a doggy coat, any interest at all? It's pink, beautiful. Item number 6, I think. I hope. It is, Steve, you're right. It's beautiful, isn't it? And do you not need a matching one, Maggie? Suit any pit bull type. Oh, bless you. What did you miss, Maggie? Let me just have a look what you missed. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think they did. I think they finished the bidding on that. Did we, Claire, did we finish the bidding at on the T-shirt for £7? Was it Debs? If you can just let me know, because we're just getting a couple of messages on the... Oh, but come on, Maggie. At the end of the day, you must surely need another pink coat for your dog. You know, if one gets dirty in the morning, then you've got another one for at night. You know, keep it all clean and nice. Come on, you know you want to. £5 on it. Come on. And Steve, will it not fit any of your dogs? Nice pink coat for your dog? Oh, do you say no more about it? Let me quickly go back to the chat. Matt Harnett, £8.50 is her limit, laugh out loud. Who's her, sorry? The cat's mother? right, so has anybody got any more that they want to put on the coat? Maggie, I was saying, why don't you get the second coat? Because then in the mornings, you could dirty that one, and at night you'd have a nice clean one. You know, it all makes sense here, you know. Come on, you know you want to. Let's go back. Matt Harnett. Let me just see about you. Yep, sorry, Deb's got the T-shirt for £7. So, yeah, sorry, Maggie, you missed out on the T-shirt, love. Got to be in it to win it. Oh, come on. Right, let's move on this coat. Come on, somebody must want a pink coat for their doggy for £5. For goodness sake. What sort of prices are these in the shops? Come on, let's bid. Well, if she's got 10 coats, it won't hurt for another one, will it, Maggie? You know. Jets, did I kick you off? Oh, my Lord. I hope that wasn't me. Did I accidentally kick you off? I don't think I did, because I just kicked one off. So if I did, I do apologise, okay? Oh, not me. Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm getting quite worried then. Right, Dave, are we still on to... Oh, photo for the next item. Could you tell me what it is? Because at the moment it's not working at all. And have you put what number it is on the ASU auction? Let me find it. Oh, right, I see. Okay, a couple of examples of the jewellery I do. You can have all one colour, multicoloured, all sparkly, dangles, long, medium, short chains. Send me a message and we will go from there. And the postage will be covered to the USA, Canada, China and all sorts. Oh, right, okay. Dave, you know, if you're okay there, that's fine. Thank you. I just want to say thank you very much to Claire, who's doing an absolutely amazing job. We have had a bit of a plonker on, and we're just sorting that out now. So, obviously, you know, we have to be careful. So we're just looking after everybody here. We've had no sign of Sinister yet, but can I just say that he has rescued two dogs today. Please have a look. He's done an absolute amazing job. He rescues them and never asks for any money at all for this help or anything. So please, if you can help in any way, that's fantastic too. Right, where, let me go back to my chat. Right, let's just have a look. So, yeah, we've got, if you want to click on the link that's just at the top of the page right this second, please click on there. That's the link. Oh, thanks very much, Jets. She's a star, Jets. Yeah, so we've got the link there. We've got the pink dog coat. And Jets has also just put the jewellery up. So please do help us out there if we've got any bids. If you'd like to put the bids on the Ask Sue auction group, that's fine too. You can put them straight on there and it will bring it straight up to the top. So so we've got the pink coat and also we've got the jewellery that Dave's talking about. The only trouble is I can't find out at the moment which one it is. Oh, here it is. I found it. So this is item number 7, I think. So I'll bring this to the top of the Ask Sue auction group page. If anybody would like to bid on this, you can, I'll very quickly read that again. It says, this was by Jets. A couple of examples of the jewellery I do. You can have all one colour, multicoloured, all sparkly, danglies, long, medium, short chains. Send me a message and we'll go from there. She'll cover the postage, the USA, Canada, China, and it's all for a great cause. And, of course, it is for the chip-in. So please give us a shout-out. Tell everybody also to join our website, www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. So, you know, come and help us there. So we've got the jewellery. If anybody wants to have some bids or if you want to have a word of Jets on the chat, you can by all means. Go and have a word of her. And she's absolutely fantastic. Nothing's too much trouble. And also, tell everybody where you are. Tell them we're doing some bidding here at the moment. You know, we need to get you on. Dave, have you sorted out your PayPal now, love? Is that okay now? Is it all back on again? If you let me know, that'd be great. I was hoping to get Sinister on here tonight, but unfortunately he hasn't been able to call in so far. So hopefully he will be on here shortly. Where am I doing here? I'm just checking to make sure I haven't missed anybody out. If anybody would like to do any bids on the Ask Sue auction group, you can go straight there and literally bid as we speak, and we'll give updates. We're actually at item number 7 at the moment, which is Jet's jewellery that she makes, and there's all different things on there, so please put the, you know, go and have a look. And we'll leave that one running at the moment. Right, let's move on to the next item. Let's have a look. We've got the T-shirt. We've got the T-shirts go. The T-shirts there. That one we've already done. We've got the beads as well, so you can go for them. That's item number 5. We're looking for a pound start of bidding there. The necklace has gone to Yasmin. Well done, Yasmin, for that. We're still looking... Oh, right, okay. Mary wants to also know £50. Does anybody know how much £50 is in dollars so I can let Mary know? I've just seen that we've got that on there, so if anybody can help me. £50, how much is that in dollars? If you can let me know that in a moment. We'll find that out shortly, Mary, if you are online. Right, let's go down a bit further on the other things we've got. What have we got here? We have got premium throws. If anybody would like to do any bidding on there, this is item number 8. I'll put that up to the top now. That's item number 8. I think what I'll do is I'll go down and we'll put all the item numbers on and then we'll know. The item number 9 is a email psychic reading, and that's with Psychic Max, who does universal psychic readings on Facebook. That's item number 9. Okay. Right, Jet, sorry, I've just gone through one, so where are we up to? Hold on a minute, let me just go back. Let me just see where I'm up to here. Right, so we have, at the moment, we will do, sorry, I've gone straight past it. Item number 8, have you found that now, Jets? It should be at the top of the Ask Sue auction group. Let me just go back on that. And then we've got item number 9 as the email psychic tarot reading. So we've got two things that are going at the moment. So if you just put what item you're wanting, we've got item number 8, which is the throws. And then we've got item number 9, which is the email psychic readings. If anybody'd like to bid straight on to there. Let me just refresh the page. This. Right, hold a minute. Let me go back to the. It's okay, Jets, it's me. It's so hard because I'm trying to juggle pages and I've still got problems. I still can't write in the chat because it just makes me put squiggles on. So it's a bit of all sorts happening tonight. Right, let me just go back up here. Gian, if you want to put some more details about item number 8, that's fine, you can do, put it straight in the chat, love, that's fine. Also going now to item number 9 as well, I've got the email psychic tarot reading, and we've got the starting bid at £10. Let me just see, actually we've got a bid I think of £10. Yes, we have got a bid of £10, and that was with Steve actually. I take it he was serious. He did actually put the comment of, I'll give a tenner lady. That's typical. So email tarot reading anybody for £10? Let me just have a look, make sure everything's gone here. And if anybody's got anything that they'd like to also add to the auction page, by all means do so. Let us know, and we will put that on now. We've got 41 minutes to the end of the show. So we've got item number 9. We've got a bid there of £10. So if any, so let's see if we can get that up more. It's an email psychic tarot reading with a well-known Psychic Max. And then we've also got the throws, and that's item number 8. So if anybody wants to do some bids on there. Right. Matt can be added if he doesn't get me that home course. Oh, I love it. I can feel that. Yes, I won't take less than £50, but you get a box. Right. I'm sorry. I've sort of lost where we're up to with that, so I will just go with you. Oh, right. I see what you mean. Sorry. I'm in the middle of the chat and everything else. So have we got any more bids? Right, let's leave them two running then. So we've got item number 8, which is a throw. We've got item number 9, which is the email reading. We have got, I need to find out how much £50 is in dollars as well. Has anybody answered me on that, and did I miss it? £50, how much was a, is that in dollars? Okay, Jets will find that one out. Okay, about $76. Let me just go and put that on. About, oops, $76. Okay, so that's fine. We've done that. So that's item with Joanne. So we've done that. Jets has just put, because Maggie was a bit upset, she missed the T-shirt, and Jets has put, it's been there since 11th of July. Shouldn't have long then, has she really? Come on. Right, we've still got the coat. Does anybody want to have a bid on that? It's pink, and it's £5. By all means, have a look at that. We've got the home learning course. That's item number 3, if anybody wants to have a bid on that. We've got Jets, who will make jewellery as well. Now, we've got item number, I've lost where I'm up to, so I'm going to just put item number 10, because this is a great one, and I am absolutely chuffed to bits to say about this one. We have got a signed Jenson Button photograph from his first podium at Bahrain.
Bahrain,
okay. There. So if anybody wants any more info, I'm sure Steve will tell us about this. So if you want to think. Also, oh, right, yes, that's fine. We'll sort that out. Yes, Steve, you can do that by all means, love. I'll just refreshing. Hopefully we might have a bit more banter in a minute. I'm just waiting for the page to refresh. Right. Let me have a look. So, yes, that's item number 10. So that should be hopefully at the top of the Ask Sue auction page. Please keep refreshing, because it will bring it straight up to the top again. And that's item number 10. So we can go with that one. Right now I've got to go me back down again. Let me have a look. Now, do you know, I hadn't noticed this before, and I must admit, I felt quite terrible about this. Item number 11, let me put this one on. And I want to say thank you very much, and I'll just put this on here. And this one will be a great one for Steve, so let me just see if he's sorted it out. Hold a minute. And this one is Jan Mason Howerton. She's donated this one. Thank you very much to you. It says, I will offer up 3 months of tribal belly dance lessons virtually. You can take advantage of this anywhere in the world. You will simply need a Skype account capable of handling video conferencing. The winner of this auction may, at their discretion, choose to have friends over during your lesson times. The number will be dependent on you, your space, and your equipment. Blessings on you if you know how to hook your computer into your large screen TV or have Skype-enabled TV. You can get more information about Tribal Belly Dance on her website. It's www.texastribal.com. The gallery page has a YouTube clip of the performance troupe that I am very involved with. I am a Fat Chance Belly Dance sister studio. You can verify this at www.fcbd.com. For the image, please feel free to use any of my images on the website. The value of this offer is $240. Apparently, it's a great show, and that is item number 11. Now, I'm not sure how much $240 is in pounds. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at that, Don't worry, Dave, I'm still going back to the Jensen button. I was just waiting for my... Oh, I apologise. I think this is it. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. You came up with a different number, and I was like, oh, no, please don't be one of them. And it was much worse.
Oh, not one of them. I'm one of the others. Oh, do you know, I've been, I wish I had a few quid, because I've been looking at that pink anorak you've got for dogs, and it's gorgeous, and now you're flogging belly dancing lessons. I could do that. I mean, you could do that, Sue. Who's going to give us a few quid for the belly dancing?
Well, there's plenty to dance, love.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I can see you limbering under a pogo stick.
Ooh, missus.
Oh, dear. No, come on. Tribal, not just any belly dancing, but tribal belly dancing. I think that's amazing. I had to ring in and tell you what I thought of that. I think Jess should do tribal belly dancing.
We've had some absolutely excellent things donated. I mean, absolutely fantastic. Now, I just want to firstly say to the guests that are into the studio, into the chat, you have, there's three of you, guests 3615, 3618, 3640. This is your final one. You've got 2 minutes to sign into Blog Talk Radio or you'll be kicked out. I am looking at protecting the people in our chat room, so you've got exactly 1 minute to sign in or you will get booted out. It's your choice. Right, sorry, Steve. Going back, I want you to tell us about, I've forgotten the name of it, what I've just announced about 2 minutes ago. Hold on. Let me go back to the top. This Jensen button photograph.
Are you asking me for it? I've got a clue, but he looks very nice in the picture.
Oh, I thought it was you.
He's a Formula One driver, apparently. I don't know who's put this up for auction, but I've just been looking at his website. And, he's quite a handsome young man. And he's a famous Formula One driver. And,
if anybody can tell me who put this up, I don't know why, Steve, but I've actually thought that it was you that put on. We've actually got bits of this as well.
Let's be fair with you. As much as I love the dog, Sue, if I had a signed picture of him, do you think I'd be auctioning it? Come on. Have you Googled him?
If anybody can tell me who put this on, because I'm looking at this. I don't know if you know, Claire. Maybe Claire might know in a minute. Because it's got... Maybe Jets knows, actually, because she was the first one to think. Does anybody know? Oh, it was Jets.
Jets. Jets, God bless her, has put it on.
Yes, I've just read on the chat, bless her. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jets. I wasn't looking at the chat. I was asking the question and not looking at the chat. I've got too many windows open on this laptop tonight. It's terrible. Right, Jets. So if you want to tell us any more about the photo and how you come about it, that would be brilliant. So if anybody wants to do some things on this...
I want to know what you have to do to come about that.
I beg your pardon?
I said I don't know what she had to do to come about that. I dread to think, Jess.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
£20 for a lady called Hazel.
Yes, we've got £20 there, and I asked if anybody else had got 30. Right, so it's item number 10 on the Ask Sue auction group. And we are going to have to start bidding at £30 because we're already up to £20 with Hazel. So if anybody else... £30, anybody? Let me just go quickly to chat before I'm...
What are we on at £20 for, sorry, Sue?
We've got £20 with for Hazel for the picture.
Oh, for the signed Formula One driver one?
Yes, the one that you really, really want. Although I think Claire might have £21. Hold on a minute. Yep, I think Claire's put 21. Is that right, Claire? Oh, no, or is she just saying £21 would do? Bless her.
I think it's got to be worth more than that. I mean, let's face it, in a few years when, you know, when he's dead, that'll be worth a fortune.
If my granddad was still alive, poor Claire's going to resign tonight, I'm telling you. See, I'm driving her mental in one way and another. My granddad was still here, I would have bought that to him. It would have been, he absolutely loved Formula One and all of that. So, come on, everybody, it's worth 30, and Jets has actually paid £40 for it. So, Come on. It's up to £20 so far. So, you know, any offers above £20 will be gratefully received.
And that belly dancing. I can't believe nobody bid on the belly dancing yet.
Don't even think about bidding on it for me, Steve. No, it's not even worth... No, I will not be putting the video on to YouTube or anything before anybody comes up with some silly ideas. It ain't going to happen. Never in a million trillion years, so
it's
no.
I tell you what now, I make a promise to you all. If somebody bids £100 on the tribal belly dancing, right, I will get Sue to personally make a YouTube video of her doing belly dancing and post it for you on the Worldwide Canine Crusade website. So not only do you get your 12-month course, but you get your own personal belly dance with Sue. Come on. £100 for that.
Do you know what? There's a time like this when I really need Sinister to call in and say his word in for me. You get my drift yet?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Moving swiftly on, I will offer up 3 months of tribal... Oh, sorry, she's... Oh, dear.
All you've got to do for this belly dancing is have a webcam and be able to Skype on your computer, which anybody can do. So you just need a webcam, which most laptops have got, and Skype, which is free, and you can do the complete belly dancing in the comfort of your own home. You've not even got to go out in public.
I mean, to be
incredible.
Fair, that's a
if
grateful
wants
thing
to, find
to
out more,
some
they can
of
go
us.
To... Sorry, say that again, Sue.
I said that's a graceful thing for some of us because, let's face it, a lot of us don't like to go to the gym and all that stuff, you know, not with all them size 8s dancing around in leotards.
Well, no, I know. Don't talk about me like that. I tell you what, though, belly dancing, if you want to get in shape, it actually is a fantastic way of burning up the calories. I know somebody who did belly dancing and she found it amazing for, you know, getting down the calories, burning off a bit of the old fat and what have you. And what could be better than doing it in your own front room?
Exactly. Or not, as the case may be, but moving swiftly on about me. Right, so let me just have a quick update of where we're at here. So we've got item number 9 is the email psychic tarot reading. Now, Steve, were you bidding at this for £10?
Yeah, I did put a £10 bid in to start it off.
That's it. So we've got £10. So if anybody would like to bid £12 for the psychic reading with Max, please do so on the Ask Sue auction group, or you can do so on the chat. We are keep bumping some of these items to the top so that everybody can see what's going on. That'd be great. Let me have...
Somebody bids £15 for that psychic reading, then I'm going to have to go and beg my other half to let me bid 20. So, you know, you never know. You might say no, but at the end of the day, it's got to be worth a try. So come on, somebody, give us more than a tenner for that. I mean, this guy's supposed to be very good, isn't he, Sue?
Yes, he is. He's actually been on the Ask Sue show, so anybody who's been listening in, Psychic Max has been on a few times, and he's also got Universal Psychic Readings on Facebook, and he has got good recommendations on there as well, so he is good. And he's very funny. He's been on the show a couple of times. He's the one who's got the relation called Granny M. So you'll all remember him. Yes, very funny to say the least. We've still, I can't believe we've still got the pink coat. You know, every dog needs a
pink
coat,
don't
they?
Nobody's bid on that. And the bracelet as well, similar to Pandora, was donated by Jets. We've got to get some bids on that as well.
Yep. Absolutely amazing. Right. Right. We've also got, let me just have a look here as well. We've got different things here as well. We've got a small pink... Oh, dear, I can feel a thousand
Apple.
Jokes coming from this. A small pink bone-shaped dog's ball donated by Liz, and she will also pay the postage and packaging. So we'll put this item as number 12. Okay. Let's just move through a couple of these so we can keep the bidding going for these. Item number 13 is a lead, a flexi lead. So if anybody would like to do a bid on that one. We've got item 14 is a small lead, and it's a purple one. So if anybody would like to bid on that, we'll put that up to the top as well. And then obviously we've got the pink coat as well. So if anybody wants to do any bidding on any of these, we've also got a bone small dog's collar, and it's got a black and white, and it's got bone wrote on it, and a skull and all sorts. So that's item number, what was I up to, Steve? 15?
Yeah, I think.
I think I was. Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Somebody will soon tell me if it's the wrong number.
We'll call that item 15.
So item number 15. And then we've got some dog waste bags as well. So it's item number 16. Hold on a minute.
Oh, come on. Someone's got to give us a couple of quid for a pooper scooper bag.
I mean, to be fair, we can always put a couple of these items together, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You can bid for the whole lot, or one of the leads and the bowl, the pooper bags and the pink plastic anorak and all of that. If you choose a few items and say what you want and put a bid in for however many you want as a job lot, I'm sure that Liz will send them out together.
Yes, definitely. Let me have another look. What else have we got? I'm just looking if we've got anything else further down the page that I've missed.
If anybody's listening in the chat, because it's gone very, very quiet, is anybody at all interested in the belly dancing? If you're interested, say yes. Okay, so moving on then.
Yeah. There is a bit of a delay, to be fair, so just in case. I'm not sure we've got a few different things going on here. Do you know what? They're so quiet. I can't believe these guys. Usually we can't shut them up. You know, they're as good as the Ask Sue rants, to be fair, but they're all very quiet tonight, aren't they?
Just a little bit. Come on, pink coat, psychic reading. And, of course, the bracelet there, you can also choose your own beads, Dave has just reminded me.
Oh, it's all very quiet.
What size is the pink coat? Laura, I'm sure that you could squeeze into it, darling.
Oh, bless. So let's go for a
Bill
quick...
Bill just given a testimonial to Max and said he's very good. Claire has... I think Claire has just bid £5 for a bracelet. Is that a bid or is that something you're just promoting, Claire?
Poor Claire. I tell you what, I've put her to bid for everything so far, bless her.
Yep, so £5 for a bracelet and human race, Lena, my darling, has bid 15. What are you bidding 15 for, love? The chat is actually really going strange tonight for those of you bidding. It's sending through about 20 messages at once and then nothing for a while. I don't know if he's doing the same on yours, so
yeah,
but mine has gone really bonkers.
I've just had nothing but problems from the first time I signed in. Can I just ask people, when you're bidding, can you please put the bidding, what the number of the item is? Because obviously it's going through really fast and poor Dave is trying to keep up with all this and she's going to kill us two in the morning. Or actually it could be like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think Lena just bid £15 for the pooper bags. Oh, no, she's quoting... No, I was wrong. I thought Lena had just bid £15 for the poop bags, but I think she's just saying that they're item number 15. Sorry. How generous.
Yeah. Well, we'll just take the bid. Right.
Sold for the lady at the back.
Yes. We need to start going and letting you know which are the right bids for each thing. So please, everybody, just go to the Ask Sue auction group first, have a look at the item, find the item number, and then come back on the chat and then to put the item number in first, because poor Claire is doing this by herself. So please just help her out a bit. Let us know what the bidding item number is first before you go, okay? So we've got a bid to Claire.
I have to say, I have to say the jewellery that Jets does, I'm just looking at some of the pictures of it on the auction group, and it's absolutely beautiful stuff.
And Jets has said she'll make quite a few bits of these, so it's not like we've only got one of them. So maybe, you know, there's a certain colour. You know, by all means, give us you know, let Jets know what colour you want, and I'm sure she'll help you out as much as she can.
Well, I'm going to have one of them off you, Jets, if you can make something that matches my masculine style.
That's quite funny, because Claire's just put, but I need pink and aqua. I think she was meaning you do. Oh, bless you.
Who's human race? Sorry, I got confused. I thought human race was Lena, but it's not. Who's human race? Because human race has just bid for something, I think. £15 for the pooper scooper bags, or have I totally lost it?
I think you said that about 5 minutes ago, didn't you?
Someone's just reminding me, human race is not Lena. She's eternal love, isn't she? So I'm getting confused with who's who.
Yes.
Item number 7, Jets bracelet. Claire has bid £5. Can we have any more bids on £5 for that bracelet, item number 7? It's absolutely gorgeous.
Dave's not. You've totally lost it, Steve.
I tell you what, we could actually be
bidding on comments on this bloody thing. I'll tell you what. It's hilarious, to say the least. Right, shall we have a quick rundown of what we've actually got on here then? We have got, obviously, the jewellery that Jets has put on. We have got the pink dog bone bowl. We've got the two extendable leads. We've got poop scoop bags, a collar, a pink dog coat. Let me just go down here. Hold a minute, let me just go a bit further down. We've got the belly dancing lessons. We've got the signed Jensen button photograph. We've got Joanne Hull's. Oh, hold a minute, I've gone straight past it. Hold on. We've got the day with Joanne Hull. And do you know what? I'm not a horsey person, but I have never heard of a Frisian horse. Have you heard of that, Steve?
Oh, a Frisian was a cow.
Well, I did, and I'm not being funny. It doesn't look very much like a Frisian to me. But anyway, moving quickly on.
No, that's Joanne. You're
that.
Looking at the wrong one. You're looking at the wrong picture, Sue. That's Joanne.
Anyway, moving very swiftly on. Hold on a minute. Item number 7, we've got jewellery of Jets's. It is gorgeous, isn't it? I love that jewellery. It's beautiful. We've got the pink coat. I've already said that. We've got the beads, which is item number 5. We've got the home learning course, 12 modules, with Joanne. That's item number 3. And I think that's...
Yaz has just bid a tenner on the bracelet, so who gave the fiver? Come on, Claire, are you going to go up on that £10? Bearing in mind, Jets has got to not only handcraft it with all of her love, but she's got to post it to you from her house as well. So come on, somebody can beat a tenner on that one.
She meant threesome. She meant threesome. What?
It's a threesome. She spelled it wrong.
Mental. Anyway, moving swiftly on. This tribal belly dance. I'm not being funny. Okay, I'll be fair. It's not my cup of tea, but surely to goodness somebody would quite like that tribal belly dance.
Well, I think so. I thought that was going to get a lot of bids tonight, actually, the belly dance thing.
Yep.
We've got £12 on the bracelet. Well done, Debs.
Poor Debs is going to be skint by the end of tonight.
I know.
And
I know.
Also, has Debs actually said to us what her partner's name is yet? Now, hold a minute. Our numbers mean...
I'll flirt with him if he buys the horse for her.
Sorry?
I said if he buys the horse thing for her, I'll flirt with him if you want.
Matt Hartnett. Right, Matt. Now, I'm not being funny. I've spoken to Debs today, and she has got the absolute heart of gold, and you are very, very, very lucky to have such a beautiful and wonderful and very funny lady, right? So I suggest you just get your bottom in gear and get this girl this course. I mean, I know what Debs is like. She's not one of them who wants everything. She's always trying to help everybody else. So come on, you can at least buy the course for her. I'm sure if 50, how much was it was we wanting for that, for the course?
I think how it was £50, wasn't it?
I think, oh, £50 for your absolutely beautiful girlfriend or partner or whatever you want to call it. Just come on, Matt. You've got to dig deep. Come on. It's got to be worth £50. You can sign into your Facebook, love. It's all right. And you can go straight on to the Ask Sue auction group and you can put your bid straight on. Just this minute will be fine. You know, as in straight on there, love. That'll be great. I'll tell you what, Debs, I'll even mark his name on it so that he knows. Is that okay?
Just imagine how in shape she'll be after doing all that belly dancing. You know, I mean, it could be to his advantage, this, you know? I think he should be getting his credit card out.
I don't think she wanted the belly dancing, love.
The horse, sorry, the horse. Well, yeah, still.
You're
the horse she wanted, didn't she?
It was the course. Let me just find the Oh, do you know what? This thing tonight is driving me mental. Where are we putting it? Hold on a minute. I'm just trying to find the course now.
The belly dancing, while you're thinking on that, just to recap, it's 3 months of tribal belly dancing lessons via the internet. You do not have to leave your house. You do it all via the webcam. You just need Skype, which is free, and you'll get all these personal lessons, learning how to do the wibbles and wobbles and limbering up and all that sort of thing. It's a professionally accredited Texas tribal belly dancing course by a sister studio of Fat Chance Belly Dance, who can be checked out at fcbd.com. And the website to find out more is texastribal.com. So that's item number 11. I'm bumping it to the top now. Have a look, folks, and this is really an amazing thing.
Right, Debs, I need to ask you which item number it was that you wanted Matt to bid on, because you know what these men are like. They're sure to go and bid on the wrong one, so please just let me know what number it is, okay? So by all means, let us know which number it is, because we've got the two things for Joanne. So just let us know which. There's item number 3, which is the home learning course. Or there is, where is it? Or it's the one with the horses for the day, love. And that's item number, it's gone straight past it again. I'm not having much fun with this laptop tonight, Steve. It's driving me loopy, to say the least.
Okay, the auction is for the one-to-one horse course is £50,
and it was item number 1.
I'm bumping it for you now, so it's at the top of the page.
Oh, yes, I see it. No, I don't know. Let me just see.
Debs has just put, it's Matt, just said she can have the course with Jay, £55. Is that Matt confirming a bid for £55? Debs has
I'll be honest,
put
I can't even see that. Where is it actually say that?
It's up on the chat. It's top of the page. Debs has put, it's Matt, just said she can have the course with Jay for £55, and I think she's fit already, thank you.
Oh, bless. And that's item number 3, that is.
For £55, well done, Matt. Does anyone want to go higher than 55? And Matt, while you're at it, do you fancy buying her some belly dancing lessons?
And that's And that's item number 3 for £55, Matt and Debs. Okay. Just check, Matt, that that's definitely the right one that you wanted. It's the one with Joanne and the dog in it, isn't it? If you just let me know that that's definitely the right one before I get told off for it being the wrong one.
Yeah, please. Dave's just said, and she's absolutely right. When you, if you're stating something that you're bidding, can you please put exactly what it is, especially when it's one of these things like the bracelets and the horse courses where there's, you know, two or three similar things. Can you make it very, very clear? But, yeah, the map bid has just been confirmed as it's the Joanne dog one.
Excellent.
And Yasmin has got the current bid of £13 on the on Jets. I don't know how long you'll get Jets for £13, Yasmin, but I'm sure you'll get a few minutes for that.
Right. So has anybody put a bid on that you think we've missed? By all means, let us know. We've got Yaz, £13 for the bracelet. And we've got Matt, £55 for the dog course with Joan.
Still no one's bid on the plastic Mac, which is a shame, because that was quite nice.
Yes.
And we've got this belly dancing thing still to go. Come on, we've got 10 minutes left, folks. Who's going to bid for the belly dancing? Start us off with something. What have I said now, Dave?
I just want to tell everybody that myself, Steve and Claire, usually at the end of the night, end up having a bit of a natter on the phone. Yes, having a threesome on the phone. And I tell you what, you couldn't pay for the entertainment I get with these two. It's just hilarious. It was such a laugh. And retard is usually one of the words, and the other one is spack. I tell you, we have such a good
I'm not a retard. I think that is a very fetching pink plastic Mac. And I think, and I tell you what, if somebody bids £25 for it and donates a chihuahua, I will personally dress the chihuahua in that before it gets sent out and do my calendar pose. Now, we can't say fairer than that, can we?
Oh, my God. Yes. Dave's just put, you buy it then.
Yeah. It's too big for a chihuahua. Oh, you need a big chihuahua for my pose, Maggie.
Oh, my God. I've got a funny feeling she may have been meaning the goat.
Come on, Lorna. You're a good girl for bidding in on that belly dancing thing, Lorna, love. I'm not sure. Is there a minimum reserve on this belly dancing, Claire?
Well, it doesn't. To be honest, it doesn't actually say so, so I don't think so. But I'm not being funny. We're not going to actually give it away. I'd rather put it on eBay than a give it away.
Yeah, well, so, Lorna's just kindly bid a fiver, but this is worth $240. And there's a link to the thing. So I think we need to see some biggies coming in on this belly dance.
Oh, hold a minute. Lorna's just bid on something else as well, bless her. Hold a minute, but my laptop's just decided it's going to go mental. Hold a minute. Oh, what, she just bid £2?
Yeah, Lorna's just bid on the pink plastic Mac.
Yeah, she has, on the coat. Woo!
Pink plastic Mac is bid Lorna for £2. And
I'll tell you what, that's going to be a bargain if that goes for £2.
It's going to cost more than £2 to post it.
Exactly. Right, so we've got Lorna for £5 for
belly
dancing.
Well done, Lorna. I think you're winning a plastic Mac.
Yep. And it looks like Matt's going to be an absolute darling and win the course for Debs as well. Debs, you owe me for that.
So all we
that
need now is
chat.
We've still got the day with Joanne and the Orts for sale, and we've still got the belly dancing for sale. So let's see what we can get in on those in the last 5 minutes. I know there's somebody out there just hanging fire and they're about to bid on the belly dance, and I can feel it in the water.
Yes.
Now,
and
of course,
are going
Psychic
to be...
Max as well.
And I think we need to do a quick hooray on the chat as well to Matt, who bought Debs that. I think that was lovely, bless him. £55 to pay for his lovely girlfriend. I tell you what, brilliant. Well done, Matt.
Well
where
done.
Are we up?
Good lad.
Yes. Let me just have a look. Yes, it's obviously a delay because I've only just getting the woohoos for Matt on there. So there's obviously a delay in this somewhere along the line. Bless them all.
I know the time. I know the feeling. It's that time of night.
Right, how far have we got on everywhere now? Right, have we got any more bids? If you want to put them straight onto Ask Sue Auction Group on Facebook, if you can't get onto the chat, you can go onto there and put your bid straight on because we're getting notifications direct so we can let you know. How many minutes have we got now to go? We haven't got many. Oh, 2 minutes, 33
That's
seconds,
cool.
Everybody. So if anybody wants to very quickly go and do some bidding, any that we don't think has reached up to a sensible figure, we will be leaving on there for a little bit longer. So we will be going to the Ask Sue Auction Group straight after the show to see if anybody else wants to do some more bidding. So come on, everybody, let's do some bids. It's for a worthwhile cause. You know, we need to pay Claire back ASAP. Do you know what I mean? She's very good to do this for us in the first place, so we need at least to be able to pay her back. So come on, guys, let's do this chip in and get sorted.
Am I right in saying that if the stuff doesn't go tonight, we're not going to leave it on this, we're going to put it out to an eBay auction, so obviously it's probably going to get what we need on there, but ultimately we want these lovely people of ours to have it and get in now and catch it while the going's good, don't we, Sue?
Exactly, that's right. And at the end of the day, we're glad that Debs has got the one. That's brilliant. £55 in the pot, that's the sort of thing we're looking for. But on the other side of the coin, obviously, the little things we probably won't put on eBay, but like the belly dancing and stuff, we'll obviously have to put on there because, you know, we've had some brilliant things donated. And I'd like to take the opportunity just to thank everybody that's donated items. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much. Right, we're down to 1 minute. So, Steve, thank you ever so much for coming on to the show.
That's all right. Have I won Psychic Max?
Oh, good question. We'll have to have a look. We'll go on to the ASU auction group now, and we'll go and have a look, okay?
Yeah, at the moment,
so
I have
everybody
to
wants
shame
to go
me.
On
I'm happy to have him for a tenner.
Sorry, if everybody wants to move over to the Ask Sue Auction Group, we'll go and have a catch up in there, okay? So thank you very much to everybody who's joined in the show, and we shall speak to you soon. And also, all of you go to and join www.worldwidecaninecrusade.com. Thank you very much, Steve. You can go and bid on your pink coat now, love.
All right, then. See you later, darling.
Cheers. Thank you, love. Catch you soon.
Bye.
And I shall catch up with everybody on Monday. And I will be setting all the schedules up soon. Thanks very much and good night.